from the capital city of the state of Oregon, it's Good Morning Salem with Stacy Ann.
Good morning to you. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. Hi, I'm Stacy Ann, hanging out with you on this Tuesday, along with Joshua. Hello, Josh.
Hello.
How you doing today?
Living the dream.
Oh, yes. It's been a wonderful morning. It's a cool morning this morning. And as we warm up today, Josh, it looks like it's going to be about 64 degrees today. That's kind of nice, huh? Spring weather.
Yeah, gonna mow my lawn.
Ah, lucky you. You have one of those big old riding lawnmowers.
Yeah,
like zero radiance turn and all that fun. I have always thought it was incredible. It was almost like doing a go-kart when you're on one of those fast lawnmowers. And it's fun to watch. We have a zero turn back on the farm in Arkansas. I have yet to ride it yet because Terry has so much fun mowing the lawn and I just let him do his thing. So, yeah. So it is that time of year if you can get all the branches out in time, right? There's a lot of people still clearing out branches and it's been a season trying to do it between the raindrops. And but it is all week long. I'm looking here at the forecast and I see sunshine from Tuesday to Tuesday. That is good news. We can get those spring projects done, right?
Yep. Get out and get some sun so you don't spread COVID.
The vitamin D thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And we have, even before we got started in the show this morning, we were talking about just some of the headlines and things that are out there. And again, I'm just, I see here that they call him the second dude or the second gentleman was in the state. Did you know that? Kamala Harris's husband was in the state of Oregon touring a clinic in Eugene. That's in the Salem Statesman Journal. And I'm thinking, and Kamala Harris still hasn't been to the border yet. And she was put in charge of it, right? And I found a clip from 2019, when she was at the border saying, the government, this is inhumane. This is under the Trump administration. This is inhumane and they need to shut this down. And when I'm in charge, blah, blah, blah. And yet she's not been down there. And yet her husband was here with Governor Brown at a clinic, a vaccination clinic in Eugene.
Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah. Priorities, right?
Well, I mean, if you can't see what's going on by now, then, I mean, they're everything is do as I say, not as I do.
Mm-hmm.
And that's their policy.
Right.
And until we recognize that beyond talking about it and start, you know, holding their feet to the fire, it's going to continue.
When we played yesterday a clip of a nurse out of Florida, the nurse was alerted to the fact that her boss, her supervisor said, hey, get ready for the next COVID crisis next week. And she just was in her car doing this, you know, kind of an ad hoc video like, hey, you know, if we're not onto this of what's going on, you know, that there's a plan. And here's what we're finding. Some of the airlines are having shortages of staffing because their staff are getting the vaccination. They're having issues with it. Even some of the schools across the nation, their teachers have gotten vaccinated. They're having issues with the vaccination. And again, it's not a vaccination, right?
No, it's not.
It's an experimental jab is what I've been calling it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can see in the headlines of, you know, by them, I don't know if you saw it last week when they removed, you know, it was like 30, 40 million vaccines.
Mm.
And they said, oh, it was a mixed batch or it was mm-hmm. tainted or something like that. They removed them in the United States because there is so much pushback on this. I mean, I know I could throw a rock anywhere in my life and there's people that have been affected by the vaccine
mm-hmm.
directly.
Mm-hmm.
Immediate side effects, sickness, fatigue. I have, you know, relative that's in the hospital right now.
Oh boy.
Because they think from the vaccine, he just got it a week ago. Fit, normal, active person, and his heart went up to 244 beats per minute.
Oh no.
You know, so, you know, call it what you want, but I wouldn't get near that shot in, you know, with the 10-foot pole.
Well, and it just the push, and not only that, but then on social media when I'm watching Josh's, is everybody's like, yay, I got the vaccine.
But it's not social media. It's not social media. There's nothing social about the social media. It's censorship media. Mm-hmm. It's curated information media. It's
right.
There's nothing social about it. They censor anybody that opposes anything, and they promote things that is not social or cultural. It's anti-cultural. It's anti-human, and that's what they're promoting constantly. And they're shoving everything down their throat. I mean, I was looking at a Joe Biden press release with his press secretary yesterday, and it only had like 800 views on the live feed because nobody is watching it.
No.
Nobody. They have to spoon feed and force feed all this information, and that's what, quote, social media is now, is spoon feeding regurgitated nonsense.
Disinformation. And I even heard that social media has taken a lot of the dislikes away from Biden, from his pages
on his
and
YouTube.
His media and all of that. And it is an interesting time when we think about how we're getting our information, and the social media is not a good place. But even within our own circles, people that we know, our friends, that are gladly just buying into the nonsense, in my opinion, of that this is their way back to normal, and yet they still have to wear the mask, and they still have to do this.
And that comes down, I mean, there's an old saying, if you tell a lie long enough, loud enough, and often enough, eventually people will believe it. And that was an Adolf Hitler propaganda quote. And if you look around what's happening, you can see our culture and the indoctrination of these masks. People love their masks. They're obsessed with their masks, and it's all about the masks. And they've literally got Stockholm syndrome now, and they're obsessed with it.
Sad.
To where they don't even feel comfortable being without it. Because, I mean, think about it, folks. If you go a whole year and they're wearing this thing like a blankie and a binky, it's a chin diaper, you know? It becomes a part of you, just like your cell phone. Just like you see that 15-year-old girl lose her mind when she loses her cell phone. It's gone, and it's like the end of the world. There's people out there. So it went from Trump derangement syndrome to mask derangement syndrome. And it's just, there's a direct correlation. It's a evolving hysteria. I don't know if did you see that lady in the elevator?
No, I missed that.
That had
one.
A massive freak out because the other lady that was in the elevator, she had her mask on, but it was just under her nose.
Oh boy.
And she's like, I have a compromised immune system and I'm in the elevator with you and this is crazy.
And it's causing division. It's causing the dehumanizing aspect of this. It's causing people to be pitted against people.
And meanwhile, the border's wide open and people are pouring in with no masks and no orders or anything. And they're shipping them around everywhere.
Yeah, all over. And it seems like they're wanting to put them in the red states. And so it is kind of an interesting season right now. I think that we've really got to figure out a way to non-comply.
Just do it.
Do it.
Just do it.
And you hear that many state legislatures are overthrowing. You heard about Wisconsin.
Yep.
The legislature said to the governor.
In Baker City. So another interesting thing I want to do, if you guys are listening right now, I want to open the phones up and I want to hear your story of getting kicked out of the store, or any type of confrontation that you've had in a store, or anything for not wearing a mask. If you're listening, give us a call right now. What's the number?
The number is 503-589-1220. We want to hear your story.
We want to hear your story. Like, for example, I got kicked out yesterday.
Oh.
Of Firehouse Subs.
Really?
You know, they're like, sir, you got to have a mask. I was like, well, I don't have a mask, you know.
We got one for you.
They're like, okay, well, we'll bring your food out to you. But the lady at the counter was fine. And it's the mask Nazi in the back that's like, wait, hold on, what's this guy in the store not wearing a mask? How dare he?
So did you buy the sub?
I'd already purchased it because she was fine. And I sat there in line, waited for them to make my sandwich. And I'd already been in there. It just, that's the hysteria. I'd been in there for five, 10 minutes.
Was it a customer or an employee?
It was an employee.
Oh boy.
Big guy with a beard. I see you.
Uh-huh. for the love. So give us a call. Oh, we have somebody calling with a story.
I want to hear a story.
We want to hear your story.
How you stood up against this mask mandate. Because here's the thing. I know we always talk about the masks and we're always talking about COVID and we're always talking about this. The pivoting point and the hill to die on is this mask. Mm-hmm. This mask is the natural progression into all the tyranny that we're seeing right now.
Yep.
It's everything.
Yep.
And if you comply to the mask, you're going to comply to the vaccine, because as I predicted, they're going to have mandatory vaccines for school children by fall.
Oh my goodness. Here we go. Good morning. I believe this is our friend Art. How are you, Art?
Hello?
Hi, who's this?
Hi, my name's Renee.
Oh, Renee, I was thinking it was my friend Art. Renee, do you have a story for us this morning?
Yeah, I do. I haven't been wearing a mask, but when I went to Kaiser for my doctor's appointment,
mm-hmm.
they did not want to let me in the building, and I have compromised lung capacity.
Mm-hmm.
And they did not want to let me into the building for my appointment unless I wore a mask.
So did you show up there and you showed up and you walked in the door and you didn't have a mask on? Did they stop you at the door? You know?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So there's this big thing. And then what did you do?
Well, they stop you at the door. They want to take your temperature. They want to hand you a mask. I told them that I'm not supposed to be wearing a mask because of my lungs. So they said, you have to wear a mask. You can't go in without a mask. I said, no, I'm here for an appointment. I need to go into the appointment. This is medical appointment. And the gal said, no, you can't go in. I'll call a manager. So then she called the manager. And the manager made me wear one as far as the reception area.
Wow. But good for you.
They would not let me in.
Good for you. And how interesting and how ironic is it that it's the doctor's office? Your doctor was in that building, wasn't he?
Right.
And they have the ability, they could pull up your medical chart and see, hey, oh yeah, the compromised lungs, probably shouldn't be wearing a mask, you know?
And they're the ones that diagnosed the lung issue.
did you talk
it's
about
crazy.
This with your doctor when you got into the room?
I wasn't there to see my doctor that particular day, but mm-hmm. I have emailed them about that.
Yes. Have you got a response yet, or was
no,
this recent?
I didn't get any. I didn't get a response.
Yeah, probably I'd follow up with them and say, hey, you know, I'd like to know about this, and does my medical condition count? Does my position count? How are they getting away with that?
Mm-hmm.
And what can you do for the exemption? But good for you for standing up for that. I personally think that is the key pivoting thing mm-hmm. that we all need to do today. Mm-hmm. We don't have to plan. Just any day,
just start
change
doing
your
it.
Activity.
Yep, yep, I agree. Well, thank you, Renee, for joining the conversation this morning and
great
listening.
Story.
Have a great day.
Good to talk to you.
Mm-hmm. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. Together on this terrific Tuesday, we're going to continue the conversation after this. We'll be back. Good morning to you, Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM, together on the sixth day of April. So glad to be hanging out with you and in the studio today. Not only do we have Joshua, but we have my friend Suzanne as well, and we're getting all situated. And Suzanne, welcome to the show this morning. And certainly as we get going, yeah, let's say hi. Let's see if we got you
hey.
Going. All right, there you are.
Oh, good.
As we're talking about mask stories this morning and encouraging people to call in here in this first half an hour, they can give a call at 503-589-1220. We want to hear your story. You have a few stories too, don't you, Suzanne?
Oh, I do. I do. Some of it, you know, people will probably think it's kind of frivolous, but when I go out of town to a sunny place, I just get a spray tan. Okay,
mm-hmm.
it's just because. Then I don't have to be in the sun or whatever. Mm-hmm. So it's not a big deal at all. But I'm just shocked, literally, at the attitude of some of these business owners. There was not one other person in the entire place. I think there was maybe one person in a booth or something, but she wasn't visible to me when I walked in. Talked with the gal at the desk. She was all good. I had a mask on. Mm. But I take out the lining mm-hmm. of those, you know, those mm-hmm. paper folded ones, and then I can actually breathe. And she was telling me, oh, well, it's not safe. Your mask isn't safe. Now, this was after I had the spray tan, okay? So I came out, and I was saying goodbye, and, you know, everybody's in a good mood. People were happy. And the manager chased after me and to admonish me and tell me that my mask wasn't safe and that I wasn't welcome. And I said, you know,
you should ask her if she's a doctor.
You know, mm-hmm. yeah.
You a mask developer? Are you a mask distributor?
Well, I just told her that I wanted to cancel my subscription or whatever it is, mm-hmm. you know. And her assistant said, oh, we can help you with that. We'll just suspend it. Hmm. Now, I've never had anybody in a store
want to cancel.
We don't have customer service anymore, guys.
Mm-mm. Yeah.
Not anymore.
No.
Now, she doesn't know that my husband is in commercial real estate, and he knows the owner of all of those tanning places. Mm-hmm. He hasn't actually gotten a hold of him yet. But, you know, if I was the owner of that, now this is the manager.
I'd be appalled.
Yeah, I'd be appalled. Like, what are you doing? Mm-hmm. You know, I was not a threat to anyone. I've been tested. They don't care.
No.
Because just like Josh was saying, this is not about
safety.
No, not at all.
It's mm-hmm. about control.
Exactly.
And it's the initiation and indoctrination into what's to come.
Well,
and what they're planning on doing mm-hmm. and what they're already talking about doing. You can see all the tea mm-hmm. leaves of what they're doing.
Right. And when you look at the stats of what's happening down in Texas, because they've opened up and they're not requiring masks, actually herd immunity is happening
down.
And it's gone
of
way,
course.
Way
yes.
down. And that's true science.
Yeah. Another interesting headline today. So anytime you see like an advertising or a news article, because I think news articles pretty much anymore are mm-hmm. just advertisements.
Right.
They're not actually news.
Right.
And what they're doing is they're trying to stamp out any type of trend that's happening. So mm-hmm. they create a news article to counter that or disinfo that or move that forward. And that's kind of how the media is working. But right now there's an article that says many are skipping second dose. And so what happens?
Oh.
Public health experts urge Americans not to skip second vaccine dose.
Mm.
The reason that they're putting this article out is because a lot of people are starting to skip it.
Yes.
I know people that got their first one, they got super sick,
yep.
and it's like, okay, then you send them a video or five videos of information of other people, you know, dying from it and what this actually is, this mm-hmm. shot, and actually how it works. And they're like, oh, I definitely don't want to get that second one.
That's true.
But then you have other people, you know, such as one of my relatives. He went and got a second dose. Now he's in the hospital.
Mm.
Is it related? I don't know. But you know,
was healthy before that and
absolutely.
Athletic and all of that. And
yeah.
so these are the things. And anytime anybody's tried to put a post about what's happening or happened to them that had some adverse or their cousin or their sister-in-law or whatever, it gets canceled on social media. So there's
yep.
no way to tell your story. And the only ones that are allowed to continue on are the ones that, oh, I got my shot. No issues, you
yeah.
know.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And so I had a friend who lives in Arkansas, and she went over to Costco in Oklahoma. They had a $500 rebate to get money back because they mm-hmm. moved from California.
Mm-hmm.
And they went to Costco, and they didn't wear masks, and they had $400 worth of groceries in their buggy in Oklahoma because Sam's and Walmart is in Arkansas. There's no Costcos in that part of the world. And they got apprehended at the cash register. We cannot sell you without a mask. She says, well, we don't wear masks. We don't have to wear masks. Oklahoma's a free state. We don't, you know. And they're like, I'm sorry, but that's the policy. We cannot sell with
yep.
you if you do not have a mask. This is at Costco. And she said, okay, and left the grocery. Said, I want my $500 from the rebate. So they just they're losing out. And
yep.
again,
sure.
I don't know how.
They don't care.
It's membership owned, right? Isn't
mm-hmm.
it? You
mm-hmm.
buy a membership to mm-hmm. these places.
Mm-hmm.
And so when we talk about things that we can do to stand up to, you know, we want to hear from you. If you have a mask story or an idea of how to not comply, because this isn't, you know, again, they're wanting the businesses to be the enforcers and be the bad guys, or other customers to be the bad guys. We got another person calling in. Good morning. Who are we talking to this morning?
This is Rebecca. Is this a good line?
Hi, Rebecca. Yes, very good. We've got about a minute. Go ahead and tell us your story.
Okay. I've been actually selling masks. They said Trump 2020. And I have had enthusiastic purchasers of those.
Mm-hmm.
And I was wearing one myself. But one day I forgot one when I wanted to go into a store. And so I grabbed the corner of my coat and, you know, just held it over my face. And I had a big, thick coat on. And immediately I had somebody begin following me around and wouldn't let me even into the store or go down any aisles at all. Hmm. And he wanted me out the door, even though I had a big, fat coat over my face.
Oh, boy. Yep. Wow.
I did that once with a T-shirt. When this whole first thing started, I stuck the T-shirt over my face. And they're like, hey, that doesn't work. And I said, well, neither does yours.
I love it. Thank you, Rebecca, for joining the conversation. We're going to continue the conversation after this break. Give us a call, 503-589-1220. Do you have a mask story? You walked into a store and we're not wearing a mask. What happened? We want to hear from you.
Hello, good morning. How you doing?
It's a good morning. Wake up to a brand new
good morning to you. Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. Hi, I'm Stacey Ann, hanging out with Suzanne and Josh this morning. We're having a lively discussion and wanting to hear from you if you've had any encounters in regards to wearing or not wearing the mask and what happened. And we're going to bring up another caller this morning. Good morning. Who am I talking to?
Hi, this is Cassie.
Hi, Cassie. Thank you for calling in and joining the morning show. Tell me your story.
So I have many that I could tell, but we don't have forever.
Mm-hmm.
Let's pick the best one.
Yeah. So there's two that just left a really bad taste in my mouth. The first one was not dramatic at all. I was in LifeSource.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the employees just approached my 7-year-old and said, can you please put the mask up over your nose? And it just, that one was very, I can't seem to get that one out of my mind, because I felt like, how dare you approach my 7-year-old and tell her to cover her face?
Wow.
But, yeah, but the biggest one out of everything that I have gone through that completely just shocked me and left me calling my husband in tears was when I tried to donate my clothes to Goodwill outside. Mm. And she said, I cannot donate my stuff without a mask on.
Crazy.
So after that lady at LifeSource approached you, what happened after that?
Nothing. I just said to her, don't talk to my child. Don't tell my child to put a mask on her face. And they're very, very, very strict in LifeSource. And I actually don't shop there anymore.
Mm.
And that's
they won't let you even do a face shield.
And that's what's happening. They're choosing their side, essentially. And it's sad because, you know, really we're all Americans and this is just another ploy to divide us. And it's really sad. But at the same time, we got to pay with our dollar and we got to go places that are a little bit more reasonable, because, you know, until we can push back and get the numbers big enough to really have a stand and force these people and force these companies to say, we are not going to enforce this because it's just getting too out of control.
Mm-hmm.
There's too many rugged Americans out there that are defying the mask mandate. Right now, the part that's hurting us is that they're using the COVID numbers and the infection rates and everything else. They're trying to scare everybody back into put on your mask and put on your mask and put on your mask. And so, you know, thank you for the story. I appreciate it.
But wait a minute. Okay, Josh. Uh-huh. Okay. Are people dying of the vaccine? Are there statistics on that?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
There's already people dying. There's almost 4,000 people in Europe have died from the vaccine already.
Crazy. Yeah. And Cassie, you know, the thing that breaks my heart as a mom and a grandma, I have to say I'm so proud of you for directing to that employee, hey, I'm the parent here. Don't talk to my children, and standing up for that. Mm-hmm. I'm curious, how did your child respond?
My kids... So they're kind of split. My seven-year-old, she's now at a point where she's like taking the mask off. Mm-hmm. I don't want to wear this. Mm-hmm. Most places we go, I don't make her. So, in that situation, she listened because we were just doing our shopping and mm-hmm. I wanted to get it done and get out. But I've told her, you do not need to listen to other people when they tell you to cover your face.
Mm-hmm.
It's only, you know, mom and dad.
That's right. And I'm proud of you for standing strong and leading in the home. And it kind of segues into what we're going to talk to next. Thank you so much, Cassie. Thank you for listening and calling in. Call in again. Have a great day.
And we need more of
you
that.
Too.
We need more of Cassie's in the world.
Yeah, yep. We need more parents.
Thank you, my
more
friend.
More parents stand up for their kids.
That's right. Take care. Have a great day.
You too. Bye.
So as we talk about this, friends, as we talk about the mask and we talk about standing up for kids and the parents being the the guardians and the, you know, the ones that have the responsibility to take care of children, I'm thinking of all of the kids that are mandated to wear masks at school every day for all of the hours that they have to, and what this is training them and how they have to respond. And this is one of the issues we're going to talk about at the Safe School Summit coming up, right,
yes,
Suzanne? What are the dates?
Okay, the date of the Safe School Summit is Saturday, April 24th.
Mm-hmm.
So it's coming up.
Mm-hmm.
And we're very excited about this. It is the fourth date that we have had for this one event because we have been shut down mm-hmm. by Governor Brown.
Mm-hmm.
So to a degree, our event is a protest in itself.
Right.
Yeah.
And we are so excited about it. We found a venue to host our event that is not in Multnomah County. I'll say mm-hmm. that. It's Beaverton Hillsdale area. And it is fabulous. This event is so cool. You guys, it'll be like a mini CPAC.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the most exciting thing, too, for me is because I attended CPAC with mm-hmm. you, Stacey Ann, and
we had a great time.
Mm-hmm. And what was so cool is that, like, there were speakers all day.
Mm-hmm.
Boom, boom, bam, bam, discussing mm-hmm. all these issues that we care about. They didn't touch much, though,
mm.
on K-12 education.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So we're going to take care of that right here in Oregon because
Yay.
We know all about it.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a lot of local speakers, but we have four national speakers. One is coming from Nashville, Tina Griffin. You've had mm-hmm. her on your show. She is just a dynamo.
Yes, she is.
Now, we need a shot in the arm, people, and that's where you're going to get it.
It's
on April 24th. And it's not the vaccine.
We need some truth.
This is a good shot.
Yes, that's right. We need an empowering shot
exactly.
of truth and what we can do. And I'm excited about this. And so where do they go to get registered?
Okay, they can go to our website, parentsrightsined.org.
Mm-hmm. Excellent.
And just click on the event. There's an icon also on the homepage. You can just click on that icon. And then it takes you to an Eventbrite page mm-hmm. and lots of information there. There's even a video of our event venue.
The venue. It's going to be a fabulous time, and we really encourage you. It's a one-day event. We encourage you to get registered today. I know that we want to make sure that everybody gets in on this. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a fantastic opportunity to gather together and come up with some action plans. We're going to have school board members there. Mm-hmm. If you're running for a school board or you want to get involved, even in the future, maybe you want to run for something in the future, what a great way to come together and learn about K-12 and the impact. And we'll certainly be talking about the mask and the mask mandates and other things that are going on. I mean, all of these issues that are facing our children today and facing us and how we walk through this as not just Oregonians, but there'll be people from all over the country coming in for this event
right.
too. So it's an exciting time, and we encourage you to get involved. Give the website one more time.
Okay, it's Parents with an S, rights with an S, in ED dot org.
Excellent, excellent. And we're going to take another phone call. I think we have another story here. Good morning to you. Thank you for calling in this morning. Who are we talking with today?
Hi, this is Molly calling.
Well, hello, Molly. How
Hi.
Are you? Thank you for calling in. Do you have a mask story for us?
In a roundabout way, it's that, you know, we have employers that are telling us if we want our job and be on the work floor, we have to mandate a mask. And it's like, wow, what do you do? And then the other day I call in about a sinus infection and it's allergy time. And the doctor literally told me anything respiratory is labeled COVID.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, we already knew
and
that.
It's
crazy.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And I had a sinus infection from the allergies, but it's like, wow. Mm-hmm. And then what do people do about their jobs when it's mandated? Mm-hmm.
Got to find another job.
I know, I've been there 21 years. It's insane.
Well, yep. And when you read the actual emergency order, when you read it, it says when you cannot keep 6 feet of distance, you wear a mask. When you still look at the details of that, in a lot of businesses, truly, I mean, I wonder how this is affecting HIPAA and all of that. You know, there are some businesses say if you come in and you assume you're not wearing a mask, we assume that you have a reason, a medical reason, and we're not allowed to ask you that. So there are still some businesses out there that aren't enforcing it. But for the most part, we're still seeing, and we're even seeing billboards. And I want to do an information. I want to know how much money the state of Oregon spent on these billboards of people walking alone, walking their horse, driving in their semi alone, wearing their mask, and then it says saves lives. Okay, isn't there a law about truth and advertising and all of that? I'm like, oh my goodness, it does not follow the science at all. Molly, I appreciate you calling in today.
Right.
Thank you for listening.
All right, thank you. Have a good day.
Have a fantastic day. So as we continue the conversation this morning, you know, we're dealing with this one particular issue, but it is an issue that is affecting all of us. And when we talk about parental rights in schools, when we talk about our constitutional rights, our state rights under the Oregon Constitution, there's violations going on all over the place.
All over. I'm waiting for the class action lawsuits to start because the things that these businesses are doing is pure discrimination on its face. At its core, the very definition of discrimination is exactly what these businesses are doing. So it's only going to be a matter of time, and there's going to be probably a lot of people that are going to be able to jump on this and say, hey, you're going to see a commercial down the road that says, hey, if you went into Best Buy and they discriminated against you, call this number and I'm so-and-so and I'm going to represent you. You know, there's going to be things like that happening, and I'm hoping and I'm pushing that comes sooner than later, because that's going to hold their feet to the fire.
Yes.
And it's really going to expose a lot of this stuff, because there's going to be a lot of discovery. What is their policy and how does their policy violate people's rights? And you have people's rights in education, and trying to, you know, route that whole thing with what the school boards and things are doing. I strongly recommend that people go to this event on Saturday, April 24th. I think it's going to be huge. And it's just going to be the start and the beginning to kind of give people a voice and see what's happening and see the fight that Suzanne Gallagher is doing on behind the scenes all the time. She's like 24/7, 7 days
Game
a week.
On.
Yeah. And she's out fighting for your kids. And you got to fight for your kids too. And so going to this event is going to give you the tools and the necessities that you need to bring that home and propose that against your school board at your local area. And anybody in Oregon, Washington, anywhere, this is happening all over the country. And so it's very important for us to congregate together, meet
that's
like-minded
right.
people,
get
positions, get side. And that's what this is about. That's what this is
that's
about.
Right.
For example, I had I signed my kid up for T-ball, right? I got a letter, I got an email, I'll pull it up right here. It says mask policy, right?
Oh boy.
Mask gaiters will be mandatory for all players and coaches during practices and games unless we are told differently. And you know what I said? I highlighted that, responded to the email. Mask said, listen, what is our number one goal? Our number one goal as parents, at our core, is to protect our children.
Right.
We are older, We are wiser, and mm-hmm. we should know better. Mm-hmm. Our goal is to protect our children.
Yes.
And so he is not going to be participating in this because I am protecting him like a parent, and you guys should be ashamed of yourself mm-hmm. for going along with this. It's yeah. up to you as the parent. And when you sell out your kids,
yeah.
what else do you have?
Exactly.
It's crazy.
Exactly.
Well, and when we talk about parents' rights in education, we talk about the summit coming up. It's not mm-hmm. just for those in the public schools. We want folks that have homeschool, that are, it's all of us
exactly.
together getting updated on what's going on
yeah.
because this
mm-hmm.
is.
Learn how to homeschool.
We got to be on yeah. the same page, heading in the same direction.
Yeah.
We're going to continue the conversation after this. Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It's a good morning. Wake up to a brand new day.
Good morning, Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. Together today on this Tuesday. I'm Stacey Ann, hanging out with Josh and Suzanne Gallagher with Parents' Right in Education, and we ask you to call in and talk to us a little bit about your mask experience and how you are affected, and if you have a story, and I'm interested to find out. Good morning. I'm opening up the phone lines. Who do I have on the air with me today?
Hi, Stacey. This is Pat.
Hi, Pat. Do you have a story for us today?
Well, it's not exactly about the mask, but I think it's appropriate right now. I have a relative out of state who is working in a hospital. And when I was talking to him the other day, he asked if I'd had my shot, and I said, no, I'm not going to get one.
Mm.
And because this person is working in the hospital, I said, I suppose you've had yours. And he said, no, I'm not going to get one either.
Mm.
And in the hospital, he said there were 20 to 26 doctors who have refused to take the shot.
Yep. And that's really, we kind of mentioned this over the summer. Back in 2019, the World Health Organization, the main people got together at an emergency session, and they were talking about a massive rejection globally mm. of vaccines, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they were talking about this, and nobody mentions this, but basically, immediately following that, COVID comes out. What do? They disrupt everybody's life. They break down civilization. And now what are they pushing? Down to Instagram, all the celebrities, everybody is promoting, oh, vaccine, 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 because they're trying to push that. And I think, on top of some other things going on with this COVID stuff, is that's been the ultimate agenda, is to get people to accept
yeah.
this vaccine,
mm-hmm.
which is why they're making it so cool and so sexy and this and that. Mm-hmm. And you gotta, you know, you ain't cool if you have the vaccine. Did you hear what Miami Heat did?
No.
What they announced? If you have your vaccine, you can sit closer in the basketball court
oh,
to the players.
Oh,
and if you don't
They're
have your vaccine...
Him. Bribing him.
I heard the Krispy Kreme story.
Yeah, Biden, one of Biden's representatives
mm-hmm.
Was on CNN last week and said, hey, we have to get people into these vaccines to incentivize them, and we got to keep these incentives so they get the vaccine.
Oh,
otherwise, they're going to start rejecting it. They openly admitted they're literally... baiting
yeah.
the vaccines, and she says the carrot and the stick, we got to keep the carrot out there and incentivize people to get these vaccines because
wow.
and so we need to do things like give them free this and incentivize mm-hmm. them to this, open up the movie mm-hmm. theaters. It's unbelievable. And if it's not
yeah.
on its face obvious what it is, and you also I bet you there's so many people with stories of vaccines
mm-hmm.
Of mm-hmm. people getting sick. I had a customer tell me, he's like, hey, you know, I was like, hey, what are you up to? He's like, oh, I'm just hanging out, I got my vaccine today. and I go, okay, well, why are you doing that? He's like, because everybody around me has gotten sick after they've taken it. And I'm going,
well, then why did you take it?
Why did you take it? He's like, I'm just taking a couple of days off. And I'm just going, what in your mind is going on? And they think that they now have this Superman cape protection through the propaganda that's telling them, hey, this is your ticket to your future. You want to go back to 2019, this is your ticket. You need to accept and take this shot. But at the same time, they're like, hey, when you get the shot, nothing's going back to normal. Nothing's changing. Mm-hmm. And it's all the people that haven't taken the vaccine's
fault. It's their fault.
So blame it on them and put pressure on them. It's crazy.
And I love that the fact that the point that you brought across here, Pat, that if a medical professional refuses, then there's something to this. Thank you for calling in this morning. Have a wonderful day.
Absolutely.
Have a great day. And you know, Dr. Paul, I think about Dr. Paul out of Dallas, who lost his medical license, or he's under review right now because he didn't wear masks or enforce masks in his practice. And he spoke at one of the opening up Oregon rallies and on video about that. And they're using that against him. And I'm hoping in the next week or so to get him on the air.
That'd be awesome.
We're hoping to get Dr. Healy back on the air, too. He's the naturopath doctor and specialist, along with the frontline doctors, on what's going on and what we're seeing with all of this. But it really is about informed consent. And people really understanding what they're getting into, and they're holding back information. And on a basic level, no matter what your procedure is, no matter what medical, you should have full informed consent, so that you're making a fully informed decision when you say yes. Mm-hmm. And that, just on a constitutional basis, I'm like, this is not good.
So have you addressed assent? A-S-S-E-N-T versus consent.
Yeah.
Assent has to do with children.
Mm.
And this is coming down from the UN. Mm. We know that, all of this. And so assent is different. Assent is without parents' knowledge or consent.
Wow.
So that's the goal, to get the kids into the schools, and then
they have control.
Then they have control. Yep. Well, they're already doing that in Oregon, and we know we're way ahead of every other state, but what I find is that a lot of Oregonians don't have any idea what's happening in their own state.
Yep.
We're you know, we're in denial.
We can't be anymore. We can't afford to be.
We are
the snowball is rolling down the hill pretty fast, but it's not without hope. Mm-hmm. And there are things we can still do.
Absolutely.
And so don't detach, friends, and I've talked about this before. Press in, get engaged. Even if you're a grandparent.
Yep.
And a parent, you don't have children anymore, I encourage you to come to the seminar.
We need
Your information and your influence and the people that you know and your family is so strategic and so important.
Mm-hmm.
Sign up today. What's the website again?
Okay, the website is parentsrightsined.org. We need you. We need your support right now. We've been at this since 2011. Mm-hmm. We've been incorporated as a 501c3 organization.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, you know, we get a lot of support from outside our state. I want to see support from Oregon.
Yes, and we need to get sponsorships. We need sponsors, and we need, if you're a business and you want to have a table or a booth, or you're a nonprofit, or you're an organization that deals with children and parents and homeschooling or whatever, we encourage you to get a booth there. They can get all that information by going to the website, right?
Exactly.
Okay.
Well, and we always hear from people of like, hey, what can we do? What can we do?
Here's something.
This is a pivoting event, you know, of people getting together. And the key is just the education of what can we do? What is happening? You know, Suzanne Gallagher, as I said, she's just, you know, killing it over there. And she's been doing it for a long time. But this event is going to be very informative. Mm-hmm. What I think is to prepare for this coming fall. With the new restrictions that they're going to be pushing, the new restrictions that they're going to start rolling out, I think that this is a very, very key thing of what we can do as parents and grandparents and family members of how to prepare for that.
And we cannot give up on our schools, you guys, because not all families can take their children out.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, that is an easy solution for some, but it is not for most. And these kids are graduating every year. Mm-hmm. A new crop is graduating, and they have been indoctrinated, and they vote.
Yes.
Yep.
So we need to do our part. What are you willing to do, friends? Be sure to sign up today and plan to attend there. I know I will be there. Josh, we're talking on you being there as well. And Suzanne, of course, you're going to be there. It's going to be a great representation across not only Oregon, Pacific Northwest, and the United States. So join now on the 24th of April.
And KSLM is one of our sponsors.
Yes, we are.
Huge. Thank you so much.
So excited to be a part of that and get behind this effort to really turn the tide and stand strong. And when we talk about true vaccination, inoculation against the craziness that's going on out here, power, empowered information, education, and then activation, what
exactly.
we can do.
Exactly.
Yeah,
oh,
right.
Suzanne, thanks for driving down and hanging out with Josh and I this morning. Thank you, Josh.
It's a pleasure.
Have
fun.
A great morning.
Thank you, guys.
All right. Thank you, friends, for tuning in. This podcast will be saved up on our website by this afternoon. I encourage you to grab the link at kslm.news and share it with your friends and family. Action step for today, friends. Get signed up. Parents' Rights in Education, the Safe School Summit, April 24th. Have a great day. God bless you, and God bless the USA.
And defend her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt.